अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की नमाचार्य सिलोहदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवदी धाम की नाथपुरी धाम की धाम की जय चैतन्य चैतन्य क्लास की जय समवेत वैष्णव बिंद की जय गौर परमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद Hare Krishna. Thank you, first of all, for coming to this session of our morning sadhana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed, and Rupa Goswami Pada repeated in his book called Nectar of Devotion, if you do these five things, even a little bit every day, end of your life, you will awaken love of Godhead, not attain. We don't attain love of Godhead. We awaken love of Godhead. It means it's already there. And you will serve the divine couple. So when we look at our daily morning program, Prabhupada so scientifically arranged all these five programs. Everybody aware of it, right? Sadhu Sangha, then Namakirtan, Bhagavat Savan, Sri Mathura Vas, Sri Murti Rasad Daya Sevan. And that's exactly what we do early morning. Every temple, hopefully all the temples, they do. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are reciting from chapter 20, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatana Goswami. These four chapters depict the essence of bhakti. I remember many years back, Shesha Prabhu was giving Chaitanya Charitamrita class right here. And he says, 1974 to 75, Srila Prabhupada was translating Bhagavatam, but all of a sudden he changed. He wants to translate. He didn't finish Bhagavatam, but he wants to translate Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he asked the question, would you guess why? So I remember, I was here also, many devotees said, and then I was asking that same question. Prabhupada was translating Bhagavatam. He didn't finish, but then he stopped. He went to Chaitanya Charitamrita, he wanted to finish it. So many devotees, their own observation of Srila Prabhupada's mood and others, and from Prabhupada's lecture also, I have collected few key points. I meditate on it, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why? One reason could be that all the importance of Bhagavatam slokas you will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is not filled with entire Bhagavatam, but all the important verses that yesterday we are reciting, they are all in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Another one is that Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita demonstrate identity of Bhagavan, Radha Shyam Sundar, who they are, what this material world, who we are in our relationship. So identity you'll find from Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavatam depicts his personality. What does he do? What kind of lila is. So you can see all the way to 9th canto, all the incarnation, then 10th canto, vast, was the 90 chapter, talks all about Krishna's pastimes. And wonderful personality Krishna is that we are in, or I would say, I am trying to fall in love with them. You are already probably. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, according to Prabhupada, he grades, postgraduate. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is the mentality of the Supreme Lord. What he thinks, how he deals with other devotees, what's the reciprocation. This is what all Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is a very nice meditation, that Chaitanya Charitamrita, how important. And of course, I love Srila Prabhupada's translation and his own purport with his Guru Maharaj's commentary and his Param Gurudev. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita has a two prominent commentators beside Prabhupada. His Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Anuvaishya, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. On almost every important sloka you will see Prabhupada write. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Prabaha Vaishya. Non-stop nectar flowing. That's what it means. Amrita Prabhava Bhashya. And then Prabhupada gives translation and then he gives his understanding how we can make it relevant to where we are. For an example, None of the acharya, I mean all the acharya gave a beautiful explanation on Mahaprabhu's purpose of coming and his... Because Chaitanya Chaitamita, if you think like, what is Chaitanya Chaitamita? So Prabhupada gives in one, I'm sorry, I'm just going off, I'll come back to the today's lesson. He says that when Supreme Lord wants to taste these four sweetness that within him, Prema Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, and Benu Madhuri. He takes the form of Srimati Radha, or he takes the mood of Srimati Radharani, also the form, the effulgence, yellow color. So he can, because Krishna's body is too soft, if he falls in a Madanaika Mahabhav, extreme separation, it won't be able to sustain. So Srimati Radharani gave her external effulgence to cover that beautiful body. That's why Mahaprabhu got that golden body. And of course, her mood. So then he was relishing this. And Srila Prabhupada is so kind, you will not find any acharya connected like this. At least I haven't found. Maybe somebody did, I don't know. He says, whatever is left after Lord relish, it transforms into Chaitanya Chaitamita. And who can relish? Well, whoever is intimately close to Lord Chaitanya. And then Prabhupada gives the name, the six Goswamis. And who is close to them? Then he gives the name, Narottam Das Thakur, Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. He comes all the way to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. He didn't put his name. He stopped there. I was thinking like, wow. So we have 100% eligibility to taste. Radha Krishna is beyond, infinite. But to taste that highest nectar, if we are closely connected, proportion to our closeness to Srila Prabhupada and this Guru Parampara, we each, not that we all will get same, it depends on each of our connection, how deeply we are connected, how we are meditating and serving and pleasing Prabhupada. So this is a beautiful, these are the few things. Another very wonderful episode. Krishna Prem is the highest, yes. Krishna is the highest object of love. But I don't have any experience. So the way Prabhupada explains, like in introduction, preface introduction of Nectar Devotion, Chaitanya Chaitamita introduction also. He makes it relevant to where we are. I haven't seen any acharya gifts like that connection. Because it's very difficult for me. I have idea what is sex, what is TV, what is material enjoyment, buying a, you know, expensive houses or a nice air. Like today is good weather, you want air conditioning. So I have an experience of material enjoyment. And Prabhupada connects it. And he said there is a defect, two things in this material enjoyment. You will be disappointed. Either the happiness will go away or you will die. Your experience through the body will be finished. It's very, very practically. And then he says, flickering. Today you think you are enjoying this and later on, nah, I don't know this. People get divorced, people leave the world, you know, go to another city or go to another buy house. Why they do this? Because it's like a saying, bhogo tego. So he gave very elaborate explanation how ugly side of this material enjoyment. And then he connects. Nobody can be completely happy, Prabhupada writes, without first loving Krishna as a lover. And then Prabhupada, even further he goes, even a child from his birth, he starts loving, you may say, mother breast milk and sleeps, and then he finds out his siblings in the house, then he starts loving them, and then loving the neighbors, then the, maybe all the school friends, and it goes on, then the whole nation. But everybody will agree, never completely satisfy his or her love. Because they do not know, ultimate goal is to reconnect and re-establish that relationship with Krishna. Then that person will be completely happy. And then he can love the whole nation, whole world, whole family, everybody. And he will feel satisfied. So I'm eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada for connecting like this, especially on Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, otherwise I had a little WhatsApp conversation, text message with Sripada Ramapada Swami sometime, you know, if I try to help also Maharaj, some do some research. Very wonderful ISKCON leader and pure advanced soul. So we were texting something else back and forth. Then I was sending that what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says about Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, if the whole world, all the literature burns down, only Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita left, nothing is lost, because the human race can awaken their love through these two books, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then at the end, he says, even if Bhagavatam is lost and Chaitanya Charitamrita is there, still they have a chance to full-fledged revive their dormant love for Lord. Maharaj says, Maharaj sent me a little text. This is a very bold statement. Only Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur can say such thing. So anyway, Prabhus and Mothers, it's so important that we should take advantage of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I do. I mean, not that I wish I could do more. Every day if we can spend like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, read or hear. All these lectures are also recorded by Prabhupada, his translation. It's so beautiful. Okay. So today's chapter 20. And this whole chapter has a 404 verses. You know, whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, how many verses? There are three divisions. One is Adi Khanda, has a 17 chapter. Madhya Khanda, which we are doing now, has a 25 chapter. And then Anta Khanda has 20 chapters. So total 62 chapters. And Bhagavatam has 300 chapters, 300 plus. So I was thinking, like, if you do every day one chapter, you will take 1 year. But if you do Chaitanya Charitamrita, one day, one, every day, one chapter, 2 months, I mean 2 months plus, you will be able to accomplish. It's so wonderful. And Chaitanya Charitamrita has, Bhagavatam has 18,000 verses, Chaitanya Charitamrita has 11,000 verses. So this section that we are, last few months we are doing, this is Mahaprabhu's exceptional mercy that he's revealing three things in this chapter. Krishna's aspect of Brahman, all-pervasive, and aspect of localized Paramatma, super soul, and Bhagavan, the loving personality of the Shamsundar. What I like also most, that conclusion he gave. We are in the last part of this chapter. Today, 375, so 404 is the last, just 20 plus verses more. But we came along maybe a 6 month, I'm not sure. 400 verses is a lot. We only do 2, 3, 4 verses every week. What I like, the conclusion is that we try to awaken love for that Supreme Lord who is not Brahman separately or Paramatma or Bhagavan. He is Sachidananda. Sachidananda means Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan in one. It is only a Conditioned soul who does not have access, so they see an aspect of Brahman and they think this is it. It's not that Krishna is ever Brahman or Paramatma or Bhagavan. He is always one. But viewer, like we do, we see in different way. You follow? Krishna is eternally Satchidananda. Brahman, that all existence is inseparable from him. Whether they see or not, of course they don't see it. That's why they are called Brahmavadi, Mayavadi, all kinds of impersonalists. And then you have a yogi and all kinds of yogi. They see that he's localized, he's in the heart or in the atoms. That's also correct, but that's not the only aspect of Krishna. So Bhagavan doesn't mean only his personality with the loving relationship in Golok Vrindavan. He's also in Alachua. He's in Golok Vrindavan, full-fledged, completely absorbed, relishing the loving exchange between him and Radharani and gopis, the coward boys, even the trees. Same time, he's also in Alachua, hearing when we pray. This is one, not separate. So that's what I like this chapter so much. So these two sloka for today is assigned mostly about his Bhagavan aspect. So this is from Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned this to Sanatana Goswami Pada. And I'm sure you all are familiar, if not be familiar. Those are wonderful, important verses. Jajjad bhivati matsattam Srimat urjitam evava Tat tat eva gacchatam Mama tejam sa sambhavam Jajjad bhivoti matsattam Srimat urjitam evava Tat tat eva avagacchatam Mama teja ansa sambhavam Jajjad bibhuti matsattam Srimat urjitam evava Tat tat eva avagacchatam Mama teja ansa sambhavam Please chant.
Jajjad bhivoti matsattam
Jajjad bhivoti matsattam
Srimat urjitam evava
Srimat urjitam evava Jajja bhivati matsattam Srimat urjitam evava Tat tat eva avagacchatam Mama tejam sa sambhavam Jajja bhivati matsattam
Srimat urjitam evava
Srimat urjitam evava Tattareva chattam
Mama tejasma sambhavam
Mama tejasma sambhavam
Jajja bhivati matsattam
Jajja bhivati matsattam Jajja bhivati matsattam
Srimat urjitam evava
Srimat urjitam evava
Tat eva avagacchatam
Yajjat.
Yeah.
Whatever, wherever. Vibhuti
mat.
Extraordinarily opulent. Sattvam.
Living entity.
Srimat.
Full of wealth.
Urjitam.
Full of power.
Eva.
Certainly.
Ba.
Or.
Tat
tat.
Bea.
Eva.
Certainly.
Abhagaccha.
Should know.
Tvam.
You.
Mama.
Of me.
Tejaha.
Of power.
Ansa.
Of a part.
Sambhavam.
Exhibition.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada.
Know that all powerful, glorious, and mighty creations spring but from a spark of my splendor. From a spark. It's very important. From a spark versus whole. Purport. This is a statement made by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 10.41. In the next verse, Atha Babahu Naitena
Kim
Getena Tavarjuna Vistad Bhaham Idam Krishnam Ekamsena Stito Jaga. Athava,
or
Bahuna,
much,
etena,
with
this,
kim,
what use,
jnatena,
being known,
tava,
by you,
Arjuna,
O Arjuna,
Vistabha,
pervading.
Aham,
I,
Idam,
this,
Krishnam,
entire,
Eka
Amsena,
with one portion,
Sthitaha,
situated,
Jagat,
universe.
Translation and purport
by His Divine Grace,
Srila Prabhupada.
But
what need is there,
Arjuna,
for all this
detailed knowledge?
With a
single fragment
of myself,
I pervade
and support
this entire
universe.
Purport.
This is also
a statement made
by Krishna in
Bhagavad Gita
10.42.
So I made a
little note. I was
reading Srila Prabhupada's
purport also and
looking at the time.
So I'll
bring some
nice
points Srila Prabhupada
made.
Om
Ajnanati
Mirandasya
Genanjana
Salakaya
Chakshurun
Militam Jena
Tasmai Sri
Guru
Bancha
Kalpa Taru
Vishya
Kipa Sindhu
Bhairacha
Kapitanam
Pavanitra
Vishya
Jai
Sri Krishna
Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Adaita
Gadadhara
Sivashadi
Gaur Bhakta
Hare
Krishna
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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama,
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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna,
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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama,
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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna,
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 Hare
Hare.
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama, Rama, Hare
Hare. So
these verse 10:41
and 42.
Jajjat
Vibhuti
Matsattam.
Wherever
one sees
Vibhuti.
What is Vibhuti?
Bhuti
means
influence.
Anytime
you feel like
this person
is trying to say
something very
nice,
or
this flower
is so
beautiful,
This building is beautiful, this temple is beautiful, this person is beautiful. Anywhere you say, wow, or amazement, or anywhere, you should immediately think it's coming from Krishna. But there's a key point, interesting one lecture Prabhupada said, because these are sparks. Our focus should not be in the spark too long, because this spark will end. For an example, amongst the senses, I am the mind, Krishna says. There are 72 vibhuti. Among the aquatic, I am shark. Now if you look at the shark and meditate on the shark, eventually you will be disappointed. So yes, shark you can see that how powerful in the aquatic world. Dominates, you can say. They are known. So that's good, it's coming from Krishna, that power. Balam balavatam. Amongst the mighty, I am the strength. Krishna depicts this in Bhagavad Gita. So that's nice. But what Srila Prabhupada says, that whenever we see, wow, anywhere, that attraction we get, it should take us to all-attractive, whole, Krishna. Then our journey will be satisfactory and we will, because deep down also, it's not only the philosophy, ask yourself also, very deep down within you, will you be satisfied with spark? Where there is a family, spouse, or a house, or wealth, material, whatever it is. These are all little spark we like, we get. But you will never be satisfied. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anandam Ambudhi Bardhanam. Come to this point of relishing the highest happiness. Where the happiness has no end, and it's always increasing. Anandam Ambudhi Bardhanam. Bardhanam means increasing. And Prabhupada goes further on that translation. He says, that ocean of happiness has no bottom and no bank, no shore. It's very nice, isn't it? Like that meditation, that happiness has no bank. It's so nice. So if we are attracted to anything in this world, I wish I would realize this in my childhood life, then I would not be attracted to many things in this world. And it's very nice, wonderful verse, these two verses, why Mahaprabhu brought this. As I mentioned, the spark will soon end and you are left with nothing. So instead of attracted towards spark, we let the spark remind us the whole. Then we can redirect our attention, attraction to the whole, Krishna. And if we are attracted towards spark, we will have infinite longing. This is the very important. Recently we had Radhastami and I was listening to Prabhupada's lecture in Canada. He says, if you feel separation, longing, that means you are advancing. Longing, Prabhupada and mothers, in this world everybody does. Every day almost, maybe not hours and hours. Some people do. Some people does every few minutes. Oh, I need to go. Oh, I wish I did this. Like they're longing actually. But this longing will never be satisfied with these sparks, whatever around us. If we can somehow or other redirect our longing towards Krishna, it requires cultivation. It's not going to happen automatically. We literally have to consciously push our consciousness to go there. And then we will experience that satisfaction. And, you know, first dose of that satisfaction will be like, you will realize yourself part of indestructibility of spiritual reality. So I'm not going to die. Why should I be afraid? Literally, you will talk to yourself. even though your body is declining, you may say, or toothache or some fever or COVID or whatever it is, you will not be afraid. So this is very important, that when we redirect our heart, this longing is not coming from the head or thinking. Thinking is good. Thinking is eternal. Sat, we are made of Sat Chit Ananda. Sat itself is a thinking. Chit has a many function. Chit has a like a desire coming from Chit potency. We are made of Chit, of course, minute scale. Also, Chit has many aspects. Free choice, willpower. Willpower is a big deal, because willpower has a two functions. One is persistence. I want to continue chanting. I want to be persistent in my spiritual practice every day. I mean, you do. And we also have the other side, abstinence. I don't want this. I do not want to be part anymore. No, I'm not going there. But more you have a stronger sadhana, these five things you do in the morning. Prabhupada in one lecture he said, one should have a Krishna darshan, Krishna bhakta sangha. In English he said, I put it into a phrase, Krishna nama kirtan, bhava sravan, and then Krishna prasad. If you do in that lecture, he didn't say five things, but he said, if you do these things, Maya will not touch you. Wow, this is powerful. So you listen to the class again, and listen, on third time I started making poem. I found five poems. If we do, Maya will not be able to touch us. What does that mean? It means we will be focused to Krishna. It's not like we're trying to get away from Maya. Don't do that. Try to focus on Krishna, Maya will be automatically. We are not here to control Maya, first of all. We are here to surrender to Krishna who controls Maya. If we try to control Maya, we will be failed. Krishna did not tell us to control Maya. Krishna says, surrender to me. Maya will be automatically. Just like that devotee asked Prabhupada, why Maya is so strong, so powerful? Prabhupada said, because you are weak. He didn't say something else. So correction is right here. So when we redirect our heart by practicing everyday daily sadhana, then we increase our craving. I want to. Because we are attracted to beauty, isn't it? And Mother Nandini Kishori Devi was explaining about how we should focus, and it's very important. We should actually focus. Just think of that form of the Lord. I'm sure you all read in Second Canto, one part of Prabhupada said that if you come to the altar, you walk out. You have impersonalism, contamination in your consciousness. You will not be able to focus on the deity too long. You'll feel like little bold. Be honest. Prabhupada says impersonalism, contamination, when somebody looks at not details but just pass by the deity. It scared me. Now you may say, why impersonalism is such a bad thing? Because impersonalism causes loneliness. There's a beautiful verse spoken by Krishna to Muchukunda. Varan vinita raja se sarvan kaman dadamite. Mam prasanna jana kaschit na arhati sochitam. Sochitam means lamentation. You will not lament, otherwise everybody will lament. They need to focus on me. They need to reconnect. And they should please, try to please me. At least try to please me. Then their lamentation will disappear. Disappear in a sense, it will redirect towards me. And it will satisfy if we feel separation. And loneliness goes further even. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explained that if we don't focus on Krishna, if we don't direct our consciousness towards Him, first thing is impersonalism is born. What? No. First is apathy to devotional service. Bhaya, Bhayam ditiya avinivesata shet ishat apetasya viparjaya asmriti. Asmriti means you forgot. When you turn away, misuse your free will, you forgot your relationship with Krishna. It's very scientific, actually. It's not some word jugglery or some speculation. It's very scientific. Krishna himself spoke this verse in 11th canto. That time, ditya avinivesh, ditya means secondary world. The material world is secondary. It is not primary. It is not our home. Our home is there, beautiful, Golok Vrindavan. We are loitering in a horrible, homeless land. So we should focus on going back to our home where everything is perfect, sweet. So that conception that not to serve due to misuse of free will caused loneliness, and that produced impersonalism or impersonal concept. In Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha, nobody thinks there is a philosophy called impersonalism. It doesn't affect them. Even Prabhupada writes that in Four Kumaras, Fourth Canto, that the fragrance, you know, fragrance? They are like impersonal Brahman pleasure. They try to allure the devotees sometimes. Come on, so good smell. Come on, smell it. It's good. It's coming from Krishna's body. But then the devotees say, leave me alone. We are meditating on Krishna. It's more higher taste than this. If I wonder, like, really they talk like this? Yeah, they do. It's in chapter 4th canto when Jai Vijay, four Kumaras coming. In the 3rd canto, explain also 4th canto, depict more further. Problem with the impersonalism that it makes you boring life. Life is bored, so you try to do something material because you don't have connection with the spiritual. That's why devotees are very fortunate. You all are very fortunate. I hope the world will recognize the devotees and take shelter of the devotees in Srila Prabhupada movement. Then the problem will be solved. So when we connect, when we bring our consciousness towards Krishna or direct our consciousness, then we will feel a satisfaction. It is not a mundane happiness kind of experience. It is a satisfaction, first doses, like installment. I don't need anything from this world. Prabhupada said, the moment you say, I don't need anything from this world, you are liberated. And there are 8 symptoms. You can check. Testing machine is within you. You can check. Do you try to break the four equality principle? No. That means it's the first sign. Apahata papna, bijaro, bimrittu, bishoka, satta sankalpa, satta kama. These are the Sanskrit words. This is, anybody wants to hear more, you can read Prabhupada's purport. It's in 5th canto, chapter 4, text 5. In the purport, Prabhupada gives the symptom of liberation. Liberated soul. These are 8 symptoms, very nice. So that time what will happen, you will feel satisfied, and then you can release the supreme fulfillment in your heart. Therefore, curing our worldly craving fully and forever require our voluntarily literally directing our consciousness towards Krishna. Every day we should meditate, japa time, every day, at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and you'll be surprised, more you meditate, what is happening. Krishna explained this, that sehi genam abhasat genadhyanam visishyate. You cannot meditate, Krishna says. This is 12th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Sehi genam abhasat, genadhyanam visishyate. You have to engage intelligence. Then intelligence will bring the mind to absorb in me. If you don't engage intelligence, you cannot, Krishna says. Just to even think of him or meditate on him. And I'm sure you all understand, intelligence has many, many facets. One of the facets, negative, is Prabhupada said, intelligence is that which kills the desire before it turns into action. This is Prabhupada's definition. I don't know where he got it, but very beautiful. So that means any bad thought comes, you have to kill it. Otherwise it's not going to go away. He said, no, I don't want. You talk to yourself. You may sound like crazy, but that's good. That craziness. That, no, I don't want this diversion. You literally say. So these are called intelligent. So when you engage, sehi gyanam abhasa. And here abhasat means practice. Krishna says in 12th chapter, in that verse, he said, every day you practice. You meditate 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Then he says, if you engage intelligent, you can meditate on me. What will happen if you meditate? Dhyanat karma phalate dat. From dhyana. Dhyanat means from meditation, karma phalate dat. Whatever is causing you in this life, so-called happiness, so-called suffering, and you seeing that death is coming, this kind of view are caused by the karma from previous karma, will automatically, it will still be there, but it will have no effect on you. You are like, wow, so free. Prabhus and mothers, why we have to wait till next life or old age? Why not now? Why not today we start? I talk to myself like this. So they say, Krishna says, dhyanat karma phalate gat. And then, all the karma fall gone. Then what will happen? Dhyanat karma phalate gat, te gat santi icchati. You will feel an inner peace. Even your family will notice, what's wrong with her or him? Why is so peaceful, quiet? Something wrong? No, nothing wrong. See, it's connecting with Krishna. It's joyful. From that level, you do pure bhakti. No more mixed bhakti. You ever wonder, like, I need motivation, I need inspiration, I need encouragement. Is there a time, is there a level that I can reach, no need anymore motivation from scriptures or by anybody? Yes, there is. Rupa Goswami Pad says, natra juktim natra shastram tat lobha utpatti lakshanam. When your greed arises to please the Lord under your guru's guidance and you want to be with those devotees who are pleasing the Lord, you have a really feeling, 3 things in that verse. You want to be with those devotees who are pleasing the Lord that way, who actually care for your spiritual journey, who care for your spiritual upliftment, and they are doing it, you want to be with them or under their guidance. This is beautiful. Then, because they are serving or pleasing Krishna, driven by the greed, spiritual greed they have. So until Prabhupada gave another sloka, he said, etad isheshya ishanam prakritastapi tad gune na jujyate sada atmasthita jata buddhi ashraya. Until that greed develops, engage intelligent all the time. 24, as much possible, all the time. Because intelligence will keep you focused to please Guru Krishna. And then, eventually greed will come and then your journey is over. You can be in the material world, still serving Radha Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. I mean, a meat eater can come to up to this marble on Sunday or any day, right? But to go 1 foot inside the altar, what they have to do? Come on, Prabhu and Mother, what they have to do? They have to be, first of all, they have to follow 16 round, 4 regularity principle, get initiation, second initiation. I mean, it will take at least a year or something, isn't it? So just one feet from here, he can come. He just ate meat and he could come after this. But to go there, it will require 1 year at least or more. And to go to that close to dress the deities and really reciprocate, it's required endeavor. Conscious cultivation. So that's how we can see in these 2 verses, and then out of time. Yeah. That everything and anything we can connect with Krishna, and then we'll feel inner fulfillment and satisfaction. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. See you all tomorrow.